I don't know how many of you saw it, but just witnessed something real cute going around holding the Torah. When we passed by the little baby back there in his father's arms, he put his hand right on the Bible, looked right at the Torah, then he looked at his dad. It was really cute. I loved it. Shabbat shalom, everybody. And here we are again. We're starting at the beginning. God is guiding us through what he wants us to learn again. He still must have stuff that we need to know. God has infinite patience for us, and it's a good thing that he does, because we're slow learners. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, Genesis 1:1. Today's Torah portion is Bereshit. It's from the very beginning of the Bible to Genesis 6:8. The word Genesis means beginning. This chapter deals with the beginning of everything: man, sin, family, culture, the earth, and the stars and the sun. Everything we could possibly imagine, except that it doesn't deal with the beginning of God. So why do you suppose that is? It's because God has no beginning. He's eternal. He always was, and he always will be. God needs no introduction. His word, the Holy Bible, is made up of 66 different books written by 40 different authors over a span of 1,600 years in three different languages. In the entire Bible, there's not one contradiction. Instead, there's a unified theme that begins here in Genesis that extends all the way through the book of Revelation to the end. That theme is the story of God's gracious and glorious work of redemption. My little brain is incapable of fully understanding some concepts. The universe goes on forever. How can that be? It doesn't end. But if you stand outside at nighttime, or even in the daytime, and look up and visualize the universe ending somewhere up in the sky, it couldn't, because there has to be something beyond the ending. It has to go on forever. Our God is beyond everything. He's all-powerful and all-capable. He created heaven and earth and all things upon them out of nothing in 6 days. And then he rested. Adonai got a lot of things done in the first 5 chapters of the Bible. He created the heavens and the earth. He created all living things. He fixed the position of the sun, the moon, and the stars to establish times and seasons and the day and the night. He created man in his own image. And he created women, thank you, God, so that we wouldn't be alone. Not long after the creation of man and woman, along came the serpent. The evil serpent, who was representative of all sin, predictably corrupted mankind into sinning and thus ruining the good thing that God had set up for us. This act of treason against the will of the Lord is sometimes called the fall of man, and it's of enormous consequence, resulting in us getting kicked out of the garden, the curse of God upon mankind, and ultimately our death. Satan had claimed a right to humanity by his evil actions. He caused the curse upon mankind. But God promised to rescind the curse through our Messiah, Yeshua. However, the curse he placed on the serpent would last forever. There's a comic strip that I like to read. It's called BC. And it's about a time way back when there were cavemen and cavewomen. Every time the serpent appears in the comic, a big, strong cavewoman comes out with a club and smashes the snake to smithereens. There you go. That's what I say. I wish I had one of those clubs, but I do. The club is Yeshua. That's the club that we use to smash them. Genesis 1:5 says, "And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And in the evening and the morning were the first day." Notice that he said the evening and the morning were the first day. That is still the way some Jewish people reckon their days. They begin in the evening and they end in the daylight. They go from darkness to light every day. I often daydream about being in the Garden of Eden at the beginning of mankind. Look at what the life they had. It was beautiful and it was safe. Adam and Eve were frolicking around among the many wonderful foods that God provided for them, and they were growing abundantly. They were naked, sure, but the weather was perfect. There were no thorns or stickers to irritate them, and they were going to live happily ever after and forever. But they blew it for the rest of us simply by disobeying God. We can't only blame Adam and Eve. We would have done the same thing as they did. We're human. We hope that we wouldn't, but we would have. We're human beings, and God knows us better than we know ourselves. That's why he mercifully sent his son to rescue us from our sins. We can't blame the tree. We can't blame Adam and Eve. And we can't completely blame that rotten snake. We're weak. It's a good thing our Lord is strong and that he loves us enough to give us a redeemer to save us. The sixth commandment tells us not to murder. Genesis 4, 8, and 9 tells us about the first murder in the history of the world. Adam and Eve's son, Cain, killed his brother, Abel. So after it happened, God asked Cain where Abel was. And Cain's answer was a snotty lie. He said, "I don't know. Am I my brother's keeper?" God knew what had happened, of course. And he said, "The voice of thy brother's blood cries unto me from the ground." Yeshua's blood speaks better than the blood of Abel. What does Abel's blood cry out? It's a message of condemnation, judgment, and accusation. What does Yeshua's blood cry out? Forgiven. If you have someone in your life, a family member, an ex-spouse, an ex-friend, or a boss who still comes up with a bad feeling for you, God would say, "Hey, my son was slaughtered on the cross for the very sin that person committed against you. Let it go. Put it under the blood that speaks better things. Lay it at the cross." Lord, we know you are the beginning and the end. We thank you for being so gracious and merciful to us. We don't deserve it, but you decided to love us anyway. You knew before we were born that we would disobey you and sin. You sent Yeshua to take our place on the cross. We belong there. He didn't. Please accept our humble thanks. Amen. Shabbat shalom.